Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support. We're live with the group Satellite. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
And they're going to start us off with one, and we'll talk about their latest release. What's this first one you're going to do?
This one's called Brooklyn.
All right.
That's not coming. Oh, so I am another ghost in your bed. Shell of a man learning to love again. Stop the fool. Can't hear a word you say. Just give me the chance to bury my dead.
Live from Studio A with the track Brooklyn, and you can find that off their Calling Birds release. It's their debut album,
came out just in February, I believe, right, guys?
Actually, March 5th.
Oh, there was a little delay then. Sometimes those things happen.
Sometimes but, the Grammys.
Yeah. So, Satellite, Stephen McMorrin and Mitch Allen, right, who formed together.
Yes. It was Mitch and Josh and me. Josh Donahue, Mitch Allen, and myself started this somewhere back when it was just kind of an idea around these songs that I had written. And Mitch and I were writing for a publisher previously, but it was a professional relationship, right? And
Right.
Well, I joined him on a writer's round in Los Angeles, Molly Malone's, and it was the first time I was feeling brave and just felt like I'll go sing some songs that nobody's heard. And then it kind of sparked this idea that turned into making a record, right? And then it turned into a live show, and then it's turned into touring, and we've put this out with a major label, and it's... So I'm pinching myself.
Well, I mean, but you have written so many songs behind the scenes for, I mean, you guys together. I mean, Celine Dion, people we don't really play here, but certainly people are familiar with.
Sure.
Faith Hill, you know, the Jonas Brothers, Pink, all these stars. I mean, that's some bread and butter right there.
Yeah, that has a lot to do with the publishing game. And that was something different than this. That's the main distinction in my mind, is it was something different. Like I felt like I was starting to write songs for a job instead of for the sake of figuring out what I had to say. And so once I wanted to just write a song for me, what would that sound like?
Yeah.
Became the question. And so this is it. I think this is it. This is what it would sound like. And I've got that like to listen to now. I can't believe it's...
Now, will
come
you still continue to do that writing? I mean, obviously, those were
yes,
great
but in
songs
a different
that you
way.
Did. Yeah, but
yeah,
more honest
way.
And more real for yourself.
Certainly from that real place, from that much more... I feel like I was impersonating other writers back then when I was really writing for other people instead of just being myself. And that's all the difference in the world.
Now, how did you hook up with such, famous people that you were writing for?
Again, it was... I would write a song in a session with some other writers and then turn it into these just to see if they'd like it, to turn it into their management or turn it into their to the artists themselves if you knew them or who you find a way to make a song land in somebody's desk and on somebody's desk and hopefully they listen to it. Well, they listen to it and then they put it on
And it fit that artist that you were doing it for.
That's just kind of happened. As it happens organically.
Well, loving the sound that you guys do. Congratulations now for doing it for yourself and realizing that, hey, this is...
That's awesome. It.
What's this next one you're going to do?
It's called Ring the Bells.
All right. Here they go. Satellite live from Studio A.
Find the words that make it right again. Calling birds, help me make it through. It's just enough to find a way to open up again and learn to taste all the beauty that's known is that nothing ever hurts us more than love. So circle up your best friends and we'll celebrate the way it ends. At least we live tonight. At least we scream out loud.
Live from Studio A. Excellent. And it's off the Calling Birds release. It just came out in March. And, well, Stephen, you got some pipes on you, buddy.
Thank you. You're welcome.
But it's hard to believe. You've had to have been singing, but just not in front of people for a while, because that just doesn't start within the last year of you guys being together.
No, it hasn't. I've been singing in front of people mainly as like a background vocalist most of my life. Like, I would always sing background in bands or anything like that. And if I was in choir, then I was like the tenor or something like that, maybe. And but then this was a brand new, I'd never sung lead. And but it's, I don't know, I feel like what I'm really getting at is that I'm finding some new part of myself that I've never really known, and feels nice.
Yeah, it sounds nice.
Thank you.
It sounds great. It's Satellites, nice. Live from Studio A. Again, they'll perform tonight over at the Rumba Cafe with The Craze and Andolino. Doors are at 6:30. Paper Route, again, reminder, has canceled due to illness. So it's Satellites headlining tonight. And Calling Birds, it's their debut album. And tell us about what Calling Birds is meant to reference for the title of the album.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. I think that that's the first sound in the night that reminds you the sun's coming up, is whenever you start to hear the birds. And so on some level, these songs have been the birds that are reminding me the sun's going to come up over a couple years. And I hope that this record could be, you know, 12 songs for people in the middle of the dark night, you know, to remind them the sun's gonna come up, you know, world keeps turning, and what's bad usually turns into something good down the road, Usually. It can, at least.
Yeah. We hope there's a positive
yeah,
to that
exactly,
negative.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
It's so. Satellite. I want to thank you guys for being here today. Congratulations
yeah,
on this wonderful new album. And Calling Birds, what we were just talking about. And they'll perform tonight. They're going to take us out with one, and then we'll do a ticket giveaway for the show tonight. And I'm sure the CDs will be available there, too, if you don't have those already.
Definitely.
So thanks again. And what's this last one you're going to do?
It's called Say the Words.
Plastic cars surrounded by our suicidal urge to lose control now and let this go. Paralyzed, trying just to find a way to learn to sleep alone. On your own. Say the words. Say the words out loud. Say the words out loud.